Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Hump Day. It is April 24th, Wednesday, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I also got to get this music fixed for this intro. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys are having a great day, as always. Whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you very much. It is always much appreciated. Hey, GP, welcome. Hey, Frankie, welcome to you. Hope you guys are having a great day. And hopefully I have my outro fixed from yesterday, so I can play the song I wanted to play yesterday today. But anyway. Okay, let's get started. Hey, Minnesota. I didn't see you pop in here. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Okay, so let's get started. Parents, we're on this child thing. Not the entire week, not tomorrow. We're not going to talk about children. Unless I have a conversation with someone that makes me change the topic that I have for tomorrow. But can parents love their children equally? And is there always a favorite? Now, some people say yes. Some people say no. I only have one. So, you know, I give all my love to the one. You know, but you as a child growing up, you know, if you're not an only child and you have brothers and sisters, can you did you feel that your parents love one child more than the other? Mavis, welcome. You know, did you feel that, you know, your parents love, you know, one, you know, your brother, sister, you know, whatever, more than the other? And, you know, some people say that there's always going to be one, you know, kid in the family that messes up, you know. And as someone made the comment to me a couple of weeks ago, there's always going to be that one kid, you know, that your parent may think that you don't need as much attention, and the other one is an F up. You know, is that true? You know, what about the child that has a disability, a physical one, where they need help? Just because your parents are helping that child more, does that mean that they love that child more? What if one of the children has a hard time in school? You know, they need more help with their homework. They need more help in school. Does that mean that your parents love that child more? You know, so, and are parents telling the truth when they say that I love my children the same? I love them all the same. And is that really true? Because everybody's different. You know, your children can grow up in the same house and get the same amount of love, so to speak. But every child has a different personality. You have the child that's going to be quiet. You don't have the child that's going to be, you know, outgoing and they're, you know, talking to everyone. You know, do you help the child more that is, you know, that doesn't seem to make friends as easily as their brother or sister? So do you spend more time and give more attention to that child? Do you have a favorite? Does your father like this son more than this son because this son likes football and basketball and all the sports and the other one's real quiet and all they want to do is, you know, sit in a corner and read? Hey, Juju, you know, is it possible that you as a parent can love a child more? Is it possible that you as a child felt that your parents loved one of your siblings more or felt that you were the favorite? I mean, and I do believe that parents have favorites. You know, and I do believe that there are some families where boys are favored over girls. I believe that 100%. You know, why is it that when a man finds out that he's having a child, supposedly they say, I hope it's a boy. Shouldn't you just hope that it's healthy? You know, and there has been some disappointment in some families where it's not a boy. What if you come from that family where is, you know, your first one's a girl. You know, and, you know, sometimes I wonder, people who have the same sex child every time, do they keep having children because they're hoping for the other sex? If you have all boys, does the mom really want that girl? So they're going to keep having these kids until they have a girl, until they finally say, you know what? I'm not having a girl. We're going to have to stop. Or vice versa. You know, this boy is just not coming. You know, we are going to have to stop. You know, so what do you do? Excuse my dogs in the background. You can hear them. What do you do? And then Jimmy is asking me, if you had 2+ kids, do you believe you would treat them equally? I would hope so, GP. I would hope so. Sometimes I wish I had another one just so that my son would have a sibling, because I do believe siblings are important. But I would like to think that I would treat them the same. But GP, let me ask this. Do you think that something can happen? Because I also believe this too. That you have two kids. Let's say the two. And something happens along the way where one kid strays for whatever reason. They start hanging out with the wrong crowd, you know, whatever. And they start to just do things that the other one is not doing. The other one is still doing what they're supposed to do. They're hanging around with the right crowd, quote unquote. And this other kid just, for whatever reason, they fell in with the wrong crowd. And even though they don't hang out with that same crowd anymore, they still, you know, the things that they did with that crowd, that kind of made them still kind of deter from what they should do. And they just can't seem to get it together. Does the other child then become your favorite? And the other one becomes the black sheep of the family, like some people like to say. They're the, you know, I mean, you know, hey, crazy lady. I mean, is that other child that just fell off, just couldn't find their way? And you constantly, you know, you have to go up to school for them. The teachers are always calling. They're always getting in trouble in school. And then when they become an adult, you know, they're having issues, you know, they're having money issues. They're dating the wrong girl. They're dating the wrong boy. They're doing this. You know, they just can't seem to get it together. Does that other child that does have it together, does that child then become your favorite? And do we choose favorites based on sex? Like I said, are men going to favor boys over girls? Are moms going to favorite daughters over sons? Are you going to favor the daughter that's, you know, likes the ruffles and the pink and plays with her little dolls and all this other stuff, as opposed to the one who wants to get a G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip and wants to dress like a tomboy and wants to, you know, run around with the, you know, boys in the neighborhood playing basketball and baseball and football and what have you, and coming home dirty and you know, you send her out in a dress and she comes back and is all torn and what have you. Does the other daughter, who is the feminine one, do you tend to favor her more? I had someone tell me that they recently had a third child. And they have a son and they have a daughter. And the daughter is a handful. And she was concerned that the new baby is a girl. And before the baby was born, she knew that it was going to be a girl. And she said, I don't want it to turn out like my daughter. I'm afraid to have a girl because I don't want her to turn out like my daughter. My son is real easy. He's real sweet. But her middle child, a girl, is a handful. What do you do? Hey, crazy lady. Did I get you? Wait, hold on. I think I missed you. Okay. Hey, crazy lady.
Tell her sorry about her luck, but girls are way more destructive than boys. Just at that. Growing up from all, you know, from day one. It's just, you know.
So when you say, because I see right here where you said they are both your favorite. I mean, is that an honest assessment? Yeah, I mean, is
Jake's my she's my favorite. She's my most favorite daughter. And Alex, you know, he's my most favorite son. Yeah, he may have been my only son, but you know what? Check it out. I love him immensely. I do. I love them both equally. They each have, you know, skills that, you know, they're just awesome in themselves.
So do you think that parents, because I don't think that parents tell the truth. Put like this. I don't think some parents tell the truth when they say that they love their kids equally.
I may be disappointed in one or the other, but I, as in like love and what's one of them being my favorite, they're both my favorite. You know, Jake, because she's my only girl. Alex, he's my only boy, you know?
So if you had two girls or two boys, would you think that would change?
I would like to think that it wouldn't because, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, my kids to feel like I favored one over the other. I mean, I don't know how that feels, you know. I mean, I was that messed up kid, okay? They couldn't get their stuff together.
Okay, but just because you were that messed up kid, do you feel that your parents favored you any less or love you any less because of the things that you did?
Yeah, because, or, you know, hello. I mean, Tony, he was the boy. The heir. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on him, but yeah. My dad, you know, favored, you know, boys over girls. I was the only girl, though, so I had, like, that card. That's the only card I ever had.
Hey, B. Welcome. So, do you think that is fair to say that parents are expected to give their love to children on an equal basis when every child is different?
I don't know. I mean, you would hope that. I mean,
saying that everyone gets a different type of love. I'll put it like that. Do children get a different type of love? The love that you would give your child that, you know, is disabled may be a little different from the love that you give your child that is an abled body and is able to run around and jump and go run down the street with their friends as opposed to the one that's in a wheelchair that you have to pick up every day and take them, you know, to bathe them and whatever. Is the love, I guess I'm trying to say the love is there for both of them, but is it the same type of love, if that makes sense? I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to get there.
It should be. If it isn't, then why, you know, then the person would have to look at themselves, you know. I don't know. I grew up in a different, you know, realm of reality than I would think most people did. You know, if you had a handicap, okay, well, you just adapt and overcome, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's just, you just adapt and overcome. I don't know, that's the way it works in my world, you know? I'm not gonna give you extra whatever because, you know, something's messed up.
So do you think that it's wrong for a parent to say that, they love one child more than the other, or that may be a little harsh, or to say, I favor one child more than the other ones, or the other one, the other ones, however many you have?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully the kid never finds out, because that would be, you know, a little bit, you know, of a money through for the kid, you know.
Okay. But you know what? I will say this. From people that I've asked in my adult life, I have asked them, you know, with your siblings, have you ever had the conversation with just them and said, hey, you know, do you ever think that mom likes you best or daddy likes you best or something like that? Because I've had that conversation with my sister. My sister and I, we have had that talk, you know, and, you know, so do you think that children can kind of tell or feel that one parent favors the other one over the other?
Yeah. I think so. They're smart. People are smart, dude. Really smart.
Yeah. So if a 10-year-old went up to their parent, you know, mom or dad or whatever, and said, do you love me more than so-and-so? Should a parent lie at, you know, if the child is 10, as opposed to the same kid goes up to their parents when they're 21 or 30, you know, do you love so-and-so more than me?
Yes, I think you should lie. You know, because, I mean, they're 10, you know, seriously, you don't want to. I don't know, psychologically, you know.
But if you lie and say, no, I don't, can you still tell?
I know, I would hope that, you know, the kids would be able to tell, because it's, I don't know. You know, Jade, she said she never felt like I loved her more over Alex or vice versa. She said, you know, that she felt like I loved them both, you know, the same.
Okay, let's go to the grandchildren. I don't have grandkids, but, you know, I'm just, let's just talk about grandkids. Do you think that grandparents should automatically love their grandkids? This is my grandbaby. I love my grandbaby. You know, and I asked that because the child is not yours. The child is your child's child. But, you know, is there really a such thing as unconditional love when it comes to children? And should children have unconditional love for their parents? Blunt says, I was the favorite grandchild because I was the only girl in my family. My cousins all knew it. I was spoiled. Did that cause problems for you, Blunt? And is that even fair? Are you, you know, you're the only boy or you're the only girl, you know, should you be the favorite because you're the only one? And what if you're a total screw up? You know, so
with the older generations, okay. The male heir, you know, stuff, it shouldn't have made a difference, but it really did, you know. Yeah, because, like, Alex was the only grandson that my dad had, and Jade was the only granddaughter, and we could spoil him, so, it, yeah, I don't know. The more is expected out of Alex. Yeah, I hope they're receiving things.
Okay, so again, I say, should grandparents automatically love their grandkids? Should you know, grandparents, you know, should they automatically want to take care of your their grandkids because this is my grandbaby? And Blunt says, not really. I don't think they hold it against me, but we teach each other about it. Okay. All right. So Blunt, okay, so let me ask this. I'm asking Blunt, but I'm asking everyone here. Okay. She says she was a favorite grandchild because she was the only girl. What if that translated into grandma, you know, granddad passed and they left something for everyone, but you got something because you're the favorite grandchild, because you were the only girl, you got something more. Doesn't necessarily have to be money. Doesn't necessarily have to be the house or anything like that, but you got something more and they all knew it. Does that cause problems? You know, when a parent passes away and they leave something for their children, and one kid or a couple of kids get this, and you get the family, I don't know, whatever, you know, it's just, you know, it's nothing like what your other siblings received, or cousins or whatever. Does that cause a problem? The crazy lady said, Fawn got more. It can. We were poor, so no money was left, but I have all my grandfather's World War II items. Okay, did anyone else want any of those items? So again, I'm saying it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but what if it was, you know, what if I always, you know, admired my grandfather's watch? Even if it wasn't worth, you know, a lot of money, but it was just something that I admired, whatever. And he knew it, but he gave it to someone else because that other person was their favorite. How do you feel about that? And Blunt says, they do. I'm going to give them each something as long as they promise not to sell the items. You know what, Blunt? For something like that, especially since it's World War II, I would get it in writing. Seriously. You know. But that's just how my head thinks. But
while you're still alive.
I mean, do you leave something to someone else that you know that someone else wants, not because they want to sell it or because they're greedy, because they admired it, they liked it, but because the other person is your favorite, you gave it to them. You know, so I, you know, it's I think that parents, the majority of them, do love their children, because I do believe there are some parents out there who don't love their children, as harsh as that may sound, but, you know, sad but true stories. I think that they do or don't. I do believe that most parents love their children, but I also believe that there is a percentage. I don't know how high the percentage is, but I do believe that there are parents out there that openly favor a child or children over another, or they do it undercover, or they may not even be aware that they do. But I do believe that children pick up on things and they see, well, why are you letting them do this? And I ask you if I can do it. It has nothing to do with age, because, oh, they're older or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that for whatever reason, you allow this for this kid, but you don't allow it for that kid. You know, on birthdays, you know, is someone getting an extra gift on their birthday and you didn't. does the firstborn child get all the birthday parties, and they get this and this and this and this, and then by the time, you know, number 3, 4, 5, 6 come, all you're doing is getting a cupcake with a candle. You know, when somebody else got the party. Is that fair? And it has nothing to do with money or anything. It doesn't have anything to do with, well, we have more money to do this, whatever. But, you know, just the fact that that's what they do. Because I do believe that firstborn children in some families tend to get a lot of the benefits that by the time it trickles down to number 3 and 4, they're not getting the same benefits that the other ones got. Those nieces, you know, I mean, those aunts and uncles are giving, you know, the firstborn things that they don't give by the time the rest of the nieces and nephews come. Is that fair? So can parents truly love their children on an equal basis, and is there always a favorite? And is a favorite determined by sex? Is it determined by behavior? Is it determined by pecking order? But then you have some people who say that they were the baby of the family, so they always got the most attention as opposed to the other ones. What if you're that kid that's in the middle? Do middle children all, you know, ever feel they're left out? Do you feel like Peter and Jan from the Brady Bunch? You know, so I don't know. I you know, family dynamics are interesting. They're very interesting. It's very interesting in terms of, you know, how people are, the dynamics within their families. And if you really take a look at your family, if you really ever sat down and just took a look at your family, is there one that is favored over the other one? Is there a preference in terms of grandchildren or nieces and nephews? As a child, do you have a favorite aunt over, you prefer this aunt over that aunt, or this uncle over that uncle? You prefer this set of grandparents over that one. You like, you know, grandma more than granddad. Why? But when it comes to your own children, are you really honest about how you feel? You know, you know, are you going to have that conversation with one of your children one day, be it a young child or an adult child? Did you like so-and-so better than me? Did you favor so-and-so more than me? You know, Minnesota says, I tried to be. You know, but again, every child is different. every child is not, you know, they're not, they may come from the same gene pool, but every child is different. And do we, again, treat that child based on our own personal preferences? And I go back to saying, does a father like this son more or favor this son more? Because this son will sit down with dad on Sunday and watch the football game. And they're, you know, and they're doing Little League and you know, all this other stuff. They're really into sports. But the other son isn't. Can a father say, well, I can relate to this, you know, son more than I can relate to that one? Well, do you try? Do you try to relate to the other one? Same thing with girls. Do father prefer, you know, not want to really spend much time with girls because they, you know, because a lot of girls don't like sports. But then again, you have the ones that do. Serotonin, welcome. You know, so do you favor that girl who is into sports as opposed to that son who's real quiet and wants to sit, like I said, sit in a corner and read all day long? You know, so I don't know. I, you know, again, it comes down to the family dynamics. Hey, son, welcome, welcome. But I do believe that parents may tend to favor. I'm not even going to use the word love. They may tend to favor one child more. And I think that parents do that and not realize it. And again, I would like to think that if I had more than one, that I would treat them the same. Love them the same. Favor them the same. I would like to think that. But I only have one, so. I guess I got out of having to answer that question, you know, so, yeah. So anyway, y'all been real quiet today, but that's all I have. Crazy lady, thanks for popping up. So I am going to try again to play, Bette Midler, what I was trying to play yesterday. So again, This Is the Rose by Bette Midler, if it plays.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching. That never
And that's it, everyone. That was Bette Midler and The Rose. I will be back tomorrow. And I hope you guys enjoy your day and evening wherever you are. And until then, thank you and goodbye.